Griggs New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, making the old Griggs recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles. Call 915-581-7099. And by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. And now, here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Yes, we still have spring fire on the brain, and they're still here. We can't get rid of them. But in the meantime, we're going to start hour two of the El Paso History Radio Show with an El Paso History Moment, produced by Melissa Sargent for the El Paso History Alliance. And her story today is about a very plush opera house that opened in El Paso in 1887.
Culture comes to the pass. December 15, 1887, the Meyer Opera House opened the decorative iron gates that led to the entrance of what was then considered one of the most beautiful buildings in El Paso. The Meyer had a stunningly ornate Romanesque exterior with an opulent interior showcasing an octagonal ceiling that rose to a dome with eight large panel paintings by a Chicago artist set into the ceiling. The opera house with chandeliers and stage lighting was lit by natural gas, and performers proclaimed the Meyer the best-lit stage in the West. The Meyer would be the place to perform along the theater circuit from New York to Los Angeles by the top performers of the day. Actor Edwin Booth, international opera star Sarah Bernhardt, actress Nellie Boyd, and the infamous Lily Langtry, the toast of Europe, and the subject of a long one-sided love affair by hanging judge Roy Bean, to name a few. The Meyer Opera House would continue to play an important role not only as a cultural center, but the hub of gossip with its checkered history, as the third floor of the building in its end days became the last brothel of the famous Madam Etta Clark. The Meyer Opera House would burn down November 15, 1905. More history next time on El Paso History Moments. I'm Melissa Sargent for the El Paso History Alliance.
This El Paso History Moment is brought to you by Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services. Go online to sargentinventoryservices.com.
That spring fire in the background there,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, you like that. Yeah. I love
those
that.
Those guys are good.
Yeah, beautiful chorus. Oh, my. Gilbert and Sullivan.
You play a main violin, man.
They were the Gilbert and Sullivan of El Paso. But I got to add something to that.
Sure.
The story they don't tell about that is that Etta was on the third floor.
Etta?
And Etta Clark, a very famous madam.
Yes.
She's the one shot Alice Abbott in the public arch.
Yes, indeed. The
men that were up in that room were trying not, they were very well-known men, and they were trying to get out of that building where they were put the ladders up. Well, they thought they wanted to make it look like they were helping out with the fire. They were carrying furniture down the ladder. And they were telling everybody, oh, we were just trying to save people and furniture as they were coming down the ladder in their underwear.
But they were dressed like these guys when it was just socks on.
They were like Dennis, no shirt.
Yes, exactly. Yes, indeed.
Well, you have the body, you know.
Yes. Well, indeed, this is also call Bernie Sargent if you need to find out more about
That's
the History
right.
Alliance out there. And they got about 40,000 followers on Facebook. And
That's
also,
right.
Who, this Barbara Given Banning we got to talk
yeah.
about.
Because we got to talk about the, you know, Facebook is a great outlet for social. They help us promote our show and such. But Barbara Given Banning and some others help us with a great Facebook page called Remember in El Paso When. She put up a video of spring fire, and there's wonderful pictures, thousands of pictures
stuff.
Of history. I don't. Did you guys ever go to the Remember in El Paso When Facebook page?
I have not yet.
You guys have got to go.
You need to go.
Since you're natives of El Paso and have grown up here, you need to go look at this because it's amazing the pictures are run into. And some of the people that help her with this page are like Mario Robles. You know, just and there's a whole bunch of other. We'll be mentioning them as other times we go on one at a time. But people put wonderful pictures up there, so get a chance to take a look at it.
Are you ready for some more spring fire?
Yes.
If I were a rich man, diddle digga digga deedle diddle digga digga dum. All day long I'd biddy biddy bum. If I were a wealthy man, I wouldn't have to work hard. Diddle digga digga deedle diddle digga digga dum. If I were a biddy biddy rich. I'd build a big tall house with rooms by the dozen right in the center of the town.
a binding rope and a real wooden floor below. There would be one long staircase just going up, one even longer coming down, one more going nowhere, just for show. I'd see my wife, my gold, looking like a rich man's wife with a proper double chin.
And we're back here with Springfire. Rick, who we got now?
Well, we got the second guitar player of Springfire, Jeff Moore. And that's who you just heard singing that song, the theme from Fiddler on the Roof. And great rendition, Jeff.
Really, and Dennis really and Jaime are still here.
And Dennis and Jaime.
Oh, my God, there they are.
There they are.
Still.
Can't get rid of us.
Well, Jeff, join the crowd here now. You've been part of this madness for a while. Tell us your thoughts on this, because that was you singing.
Yeah, that was an interesting time when I was working a gig in Bismarck, North Dakota, back in 1982. I wasn't that in any way. And I found out I heard about Springfire in this club, and then I guess about a year later I came down. And I was working on a recording up in Las Cruces, and I found out that Jim Stevens had left the band, and they were looking for, they were breaking in a new guy, Duncan Tuck, and along with that, they needed someone to fill in because Springfire wasn't on stage. And so I came down and sang for Dennis and Jaime one afternoon, and they were nice enough to hire me. And then I guess a few months later, I was in. I just returned from Nashville. Dennis happened to call one night. Said, "What are you doing?" "Not much." And he said, "Well, why, you want to be in the band?"
And there
so,
you were.
And so I came down, and we sang a few songs together. And then in June of '83. We started up in those
Did you have to learn your irreverence, or did you already have an irreverent attitude about life?
I probably did to begin with. I think every folk singer, that was just something that they did back then.
What was going on at the time, any of you, all of you? What was going on? Where were you playing at that time?
Yeah, we were at Springfire.
Yeah, we had Springfires, and as I recall, we invited Jeff to come in and sing a few songs, and he never left.
Can't get rid of him,
right? He was up there, and then he didn't go, and so we put a keyboard on one side of him and my bass on the other and formed a band there.
Well, a little footnote to all this. At the time... when we were looking for a new performer, and of course Jeff was number one on our list, actually. At the time, we actually were hired to be the band in the movie Fandango.
Ah, cool.
Which is a film they made down there in San Elizario with Kevin Costner and a few other people. So we were off stage, and Jeff mentioned that we were not on stage. So we hired Jeff to be the act at Springfire while we were doing this film, because it took, I think, about 4 days altogether. So that was kind of a fun experience for us to be in this movie. And at that time, we got to know Jeff a little bit better, and we realized he would be a perfect fit for the band Springfire.
Where did you play? Did you play down in the Placita, down in San Eli?
We did. Well, we didn't actually play live. It was a recording.
No, but I bet you were down there, or is
we
that
we were
where?
Down there? Yeah, we were on the gazebo, and they filmed us.
The scene, how cool!
During the wedding of Kevin Costner and Susie Amos, who was in Titanic later.
More history,
so that was kind of fun.
So back up a little bit. Where did Springfire name come from? I mean, was that something you guys did on purpose? Or was it an accident at a beer bust or what?
Yeah.
Are you sure you want to hear this?
I don't know. I don't know the answer.
It was just we had an agent at that time named Don Kanji, where a lot of El Paso bands used Don Kanji as their agent. And I got word that he wanted to – that I needed to call him. And we happened to be in a bookstore – and I called him up, and he said, "We need a name right now. Your publicity pictures are in. Do you have a name?" And I said, "No, we haven't thought of a name yet." And he said, "Well, I need it because the guys here come up with a name." So, true story, I yelled down the aisle to Jim Stevens. I said, "What's over your left shoulder?" and he pulled out a book called Spring Fire.
Oh.
Now, if I had said, what's over your right shoulder, we would have been Little Women.
Yay!
And,
that would have worked for you guys.
And that would, so we saved a lot of time and energy.
Years, and a lot of explanations, too.
Yeah. But years later, I'll let Jaime take it from here, because we never bought the book.
Oh.
We never bought the book. We didn't know what the book was about. And this is actually true. I was driving home from my job at the restaurant where I was working, and they were talking about this book on the radio. I think it was public television, public radio rather. And they mentioned, I heard the name Spring Fire. You know, they were talking about this book, Spring Fire. And I thought, what? So I turned up the radio and I'm going, what is this about? And they continued talking about Spring Fire, the novel, which was written, I believe, back in the 50s. And as it turned out, Spring Fire is a lesbian pulp fiction book.
Ew. So it works just as well.
And years later, I actually got a copy of the book. I was given a copy of the book. I still have it, actually. I've not read it yet. Maybe I should.
I got some pointers.
But this became another funny story in the history of Spring Fire that we were named after a lesbian pulp fiction book. So,
and you didn't even know it for years.
We didn't even know it. You know, we thought,
there's a lot of surprises in this town. You guys have another one on your hands.
Yeah, here. Maybe we should have been Little Women. I don't know.
Might have been easier on you.
Might have been better.
Now we know what you really were.
It is the 21st century. Century, so you
exactly,
could be.
Exactly, exactly. You know, times have changed.
Oh, but we need to do one piece of business here. Do you have that menu from Pepe's?
We do have.
Okay, now, no, you take it, because you guys have to pick an entree. Somewhere on the top front page there, that becomes today's Oñate special. Ooh. At Pepe's. And Pepe's, of course, is one of our sponsors. They're 6761 Donovan. They're out there in Cañotilla, Texas, just outside the city limits of El Paso, and they're easily reached, but now I'm vamping to give you time to pick one.
So anything on the front of the menu can be the special?
One of the big entrees.
How about combination plate number two?
Number two. And combination plate number two is today's special at Pepe's. Today it's only $6.
Wow.
So that's the big deal out there today. Use guys, Spring Fire has picked combination number two. Pepe, you're on alert out there, by the way. Here they come. Actually, today we may end up elsewhere, but in the future, we got to get out there and see Pepe's, because he's got great food.
Oh, great food, yes.
Now, you have to write a song about that combination that you just named.
Combination number two.
Combination.
Pepe's is out on the highway.
I'm feeling inspired right now.
Yeah, yeah. You have to think about this. But anyway, there's the thought for the day. To the Spring Fire way, what – you have a following still, apparently, because we have almost 10,000 people
on
the Facebook page looking
at you. I'm right here. I'm a
big fan. Big fan over here. It's her idea to do the show, and so here you are. Tell us about, do people still come up to you and say, hey?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, when you've been around for, like Melissa said earlier, we've been around for over 40 years, you know, performing here in El Paso, and obviously we were on the road earlier, but we've been here in El Paso since 1981, so that's a lot of years that people have had a chance to come and hear us, and, you know, we've picked on countless numbers of people in this town, all in good fun, of course. And so it's very rewarding to run into people, you know, wherever, and they, you know, they talk about Spring Fire, they talk about Chalmont, they talk about all the fun they've had.
Yeah.
And that is a question we get a lot. When are we going to get back on stage again? When are we going to?
And the answer is?
The answer is, actually, we're talking about it, believe it or not. We are considering it, maybe not immediately, but in the future, we're hoping to find a venue. I know there are a lot of great places here in El Paso we could perform.
You still got it in you, obviously.
Well, yeah. We were on stage a few years ago, had a great time. Jim Stevens came to town, and we did a few shows. And it was still a lot of fun. I have to admit, we still have a good time. And
all right. Get on our Facebook page. Lobby these people. What do you think?
I think so.
You don't have your own Facebook page, do you? You can use ours.
Yeah, no, I don't think we don't have a Spring Fire Facebook page.
We do not. Dennis has.
Well, you can use ours to because we're
absolutely
sort of corralling people.
The
past
comments,
radio show.
The comments I'm getting on Facebook page right now about you guys. Somebody talked about playing on your at their wedding. You know,
sure.
People. You know, like I said, the gentleman, I don't remember his name right now. I don't have it up. Is that you were the worst stage hands he's ever had at UTEP.
Yeah, no. That, you mentioned Don Middleton.
Middleton,
yeah,
yes.
We were the worst. and but not because of us. I believe it was we were stagehands with Richard Dayoub. And Richard, I think, was even worse. That says it right there.
Richard
knows that. But, you know, I'd like to, you know, we talk about, you know, Jim Stevens was in the band. Duncan Tuck was in the band. Obviously, Jeff Moore for many years with us. But we had some really talented people who joined us in the band. Doc Anthony, a great drummer.
And speaking of Duncan Tuck, tell him about the gong show.
Oh, that's right. Well, yeah. Duncan came in right after Jim Stevens went to California, and he went on the Gong Show and won with a rendition of California Dreaming with Malagueña, I believe. And he would do it in our show, and we would join him. And we actually have that if you wanted to play it at some point. But
we might just do that. We could be talked into
but,
that.
You know. Robert Vance would come up and be in, and he's a great bass player. And you mentioned Gwen and Greg. Well, Gwen Nelson was in our band.
Greg dated my wife before I married her. Yeah,
everybody dated your wife. Get on Facebook with that.
Checking for guns.
That was a perfect setup. I knew that was coming at me.
Oh, my God. We have to take a break here before these guys get mad.
Sharon, I am so sorry you've been abused.
Don't tell Sonny Melindres
that. We didn't do that,
okay?
Yeah, good luck with that. Good luck with your future, all of you. Anyway, in the meantime, let's take a break here and come back and deal with this. We got trivia.
We've got trivia somewhere on my counter here. We have a trivia.
Okay. What a question you got, dear.
We have the question. Next was, what famous movie star really liked Spring Fire and encouraged them to head to Hollywood?
Oh, we took that on in the first hour. Did we heard part of that? No, not the question.
Oh, thank
but
you.
The information.
I'm losing my
mind. So if you happen to listen the first hour,
and
this is easy.
That's right. And we also have another question, too. What was the famous tool of embarrassment that Dennis always kept on hand for innocent audience members that managed to get up and tried to leave during a performance?
I think these people are going to get these. What's the
I
number?
I think so. The number is 915-544-5876 or 915-544-KTSM.
Almost two centuries ago, Lieutenant W.H. Emory, guided by the legendary Kit Carson, led his army through the Black Range Mountains. Emory Pass is named for him. And just over a century ago, this was the summer lands of the Chiricahua Warm Springs Apache. Magnificent scenery highlights the curvy drive through the Black Range and over the 8,200-foot Emory Pass. Now, we're not an army, and we're not a tribe in the traditional sense of the word. We're just a group of hogs, riding our iron horses this Sunday to a place magazines have written up as one of the greatest climbs in the country. Along the way, our trip will include great views of the Hurley Open Pit Mine and the Kneeling Nun Rock Formation. The best view of all will be that of you and your friends riding across vistas that have been millions of years in the making. Your adventure can be as much a part of history as Kit Carson or Geronimo. Saddle up at Barnett Harley Davidson. Take a quick look at BarnettHarley.com because your life, just like your new Harley, should always be a great ride.
If you're over 50, listen carefully. Do you have trouble remembering names, where you put your keys, or where you parked your car? Even simple facts that you should remember but just can't? By age 50, the average person has lost half of their short-term memory, and it only gets worse. Don't ignore the warning signs of age-related memory loss. Now you can think faster and remember more with Sebrea, the best-selling non-prescription memory formula supported by 20 years of memory research. A scientific study shows that Sebrea can improve your memory in just 30 days. Just call 1-800-990-7211 to get started. All callers today receive a free 30-day supply of Sebrea, so you can start improving your short-term memory right away. Get your free bottle of Sebrea. Call 1-800-990-7211 or order online at freememoryoffer.com. One free month per household. Don't wait. Call 1-800-990-7211 or go to freememoryoffer.com.
Welcome to America Speaks by Zip, the polling app that lets you tell the nation what you think. Download the Zip app today. It's Saturday, August 26th. Is working from home truly productive? Now, we have one study that says remote work can increase performance by 13%. What are your thoughts on this? We polled men and women, and 55% of men and 62% of women say they consider this paid free time. And then we have a pretty bad situation involving a Hong Kong fitness trainer who died after he fell from the 12th floor of a building while trying to get the best picture of fellow fitness trainers. Do you take it too far for a great picture? 83% of people who are polled play it safe, but the remaining people say the more dangerous it is, the better the picture will be. Answer all of life's opinion-based questions with just one swipe. Download Zip, the polling app that lets you tell the nation what you think. In the App Store, it's free and 100% anonymous.
Everyone's invited to the Tippett Texas Country Fair in Anthony at the Anthony Municipal Park this Friday and Saturday. Local cuisine, games, carnival rides, exotic petting zoo, and lots more. The Voice semifinalist Holly Cocker will be performing Friday. Plus the largest Louisiana crawfish boil. Saturday, it's Aaron Tippin performing all his hits.
You got to stand for something. Are you fine? You're working on a working man's PhD.
Admission is free on Friday, $10. Saturday, military, just $5.
Now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show, brought to you by EPHistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant at 6761 Donovan Drive. Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles. And by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. And now, here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
All right, back with you. Got spring fire all over the place. See what they do next. You never can tell. But on September 2nd, next week, we're going to celebrate the mountains with Jim Tolbert.
Yay.
And we hear from UTEP professor, also second hour, Dr. Terry Pavlis, about our geological history. And he's going to explain the dinosaur track. So that's next weekend. On September 9th, Chuck Wagon History. We got to talk to Chuck,
it's
right?
It's going to be fun, yes.
Chuck, well, actually, Skip Clark and Wayne Kalk.
Yes.
Skip Clark and Wayne Kalk.
Wayne
Say Kalk. That real fast.
Yes.
Those guys are coming in on the 9th, on the 16th. Now, this one's going to be the history of Durangito.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to talk to people who know the history very well. And that, of course, is the neighborhood that has been earmarked for a downtown arena, which who knows what's going to happen. But the history beneath the ground is starting to be more important than other stuff. And the stuff still standing.
And there's more stuff coming out about it.
So. And so we're going to hear from two guests on the 16th of September. They are Max Grossman and J.P. Bryan.
Yes.
Have agreed to be on the program. So September 23rd, the new director of El Paso Museum of History, David Grabitsky. Also Tracy Jerome, director of MCAD down there. And then on September 30th, a bunch of people who used to and still do work on the front lawn of the White House as cameramen from El Paso.
All right.
And a third guy coming in who was an ABC News tech manager. He would go around the world and cover things for ABC News. He was the guy that made it happen on location.
No relation, though.
I've been to Cuba 5 times, and I got to find out who that guy is. All right, enough of this going on here. What do you got?
I got obsidian.
Oh.
We're talking obsidian in the Casas Grandes world and beyond. Dr. Sean G. Nolan, he's going to have it. He's part of the lecture series out there at the Archaeology Museum out in Trans Mountain. And Dr. Dolan is an archaeologist, a postdoctoral research associate at Los Alamos National Laboratory. And he's going to be discussing the debate among archaeologists concerning the scope and scale of contact between Casas Grandes groups in northwestern Chihuahua with groups of the Mimbres, Animas, and Orneda regions of southern New Mexico from AD 1200 to 1450. These presentations are free, and this is a September 9th, Saturday, September 9th, at 2 p.m. at the Museum of Archaeology. So get out there. It's going to be very interesting.
All right, we got Trivial Trivia coming up here. We have Jim and Leo on hold here. Let's see what you got in the way of it. Hey, Jim, good morning. How's it going?
Pretty good.
We're surviving out there? Because we think we're surviving in here. We're not totally sure. We got spring fire in here.
Yeah,
okay.
We got spring fire in here, which is kind of like another thing. You got to go to the vet and get some powder for that.
But, parvo.
I see. They're still here.
Yeah.
Rabies.
Okay,
yeah.
What's the question for Jim?
Okay, what famous movie star really liked spring fire and encouraged them to head to Hollywood?
Can I answer the second one instead?
Okay.
Okay, well, we gave both. So what was the famous tool of embarrassment that Dennis always kept on hand for the innocent audience member that gets up and leaves during a performance?
A flashlight.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. All right.
You know, it's a good thing you didn't have lightsabers back in your day. You could have really hurt somebody.
Reach out and touch someone. Yeah. Yes.
Well, you got yourself a prize there. What is it?
We've got a $20 gift certificate to Pepe's or a El Paso Gold DVD.
It's this.
DVD.
Ooh, what do you want?
All right, we got the Woman's Club, we got Waco Tanks.
We've got them all. We've been Fights of the Old West.
The Smelter. Last tour of the Smelter is kind of bizarre.
Yeah, Mount Cristo Rey, the Tom Lee's El Paso, which is an excellent one. Waco Tanks is really good, too.
Pick one as they go by here. And
the Smelter sounds good.
The smelter?
Very good, because that's a very unusual video. That includes the day the stacks came down. Which was a bizarre day. We even got the footage from the guy flying around up in the paraglider.
Oh, yeah.
My God.
They didn't shoot him down.
Well, they almost did. The SWAT teams painted him. Oh. I happen to know that. Anyway, all right, enough of this. Jim, thank you for playing. Anything else on your mind?
No, I think that should do it. I appreciate it. Thanks.
Thank you a lot. Shelly, come on and tell you how to pick that up. That's Jim. All right, let's move on to Leo. Leo, good morning. How's it going?
Good morning.
What's happening with you?
Just enjoying the show. I love Springfire.
Oh, good. We got another question for you. Did you hear it?
I think so.
Okay. What famous movie star really liked Springfire and encouraged them to head to Hollywood?
That was a Steve McQueen.
There you go. All right.
Is that right? The peanut gallery? Yay!
Absolutely.
Hey.
All right. And now there's a Pepe certificate available, or we got more DVDs.
I'll
take Pepe's.
All right.
Pepe's for 100. No, no, no. That's only Pepe's for 20. Pepe's for 20.
100. He's taking us with him.
That's true. Well, thank you very much for playing here, Leo. Anything else on your mind? Something else today?
No, that's fine. Thank you so much.
Thanks for listening.
All right, Leo on three. Send him some food from Pepe's. All right, we're going to take one more break and come back, and we're going to play some more music from these guys. Is Springfire still here?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, my God.
Waiting anxiously.
And everybody needs to get to the El Paso History Radio Show Facebook page, make remarks. We've got a lot of people on there. They're just going crazy on our Facebook page.
Well, that's really cool. That's a permanent record, so you can sit there and look at that. Also, we'll obviously have this radio show archived online at ephistory.com eventually, like Monday or Tuesday. So
we can
prove we did this today.
Awesome.
So it goes. 544-whatever.
5876 or 544-KTSM.
Go to ephistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history and for podcasts of our weekly radio show and for a list of area stores that carry our DVDs like El Paso's Waco Tanks, Mexican Revolution sites in El Paso, and Legends of El Paso's Mountains. 18 titles in all, plus links to dozens of TV stories about El Paso area history. Go to ephistory.com for a journey into El Paso's amazing history. ephistory.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 150 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll learn the same degree as you would on campus from wherever you are on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, text SCHOOL to 35517. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates and why 87% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, text SCHOOL to 35517. That's SCHOOL to 35517.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-224-5353. That's 800-224-5353. 800-224-5353. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Let me ask you a question. How long has it been since you've updated your home or business list of assets or property inventory? In the case of a loss by fire, theft, or natural disaster, the insurance company and police will ask for detailed descriptions and often require pictures as proof of ownership. If you can't remember, you can't recover. Contact Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services. Our process provides detailed documentation of what you own. There is no price tag on peace of mind. call 915-581-7099.
Now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show, brought to you by EPHistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant at 6761 Donovan Drive. Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles. And by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. And now, here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Oh, I think we can get through this. We need to talk about El Paso, Inc. You know,
I think
What's this? What's going on this week only in El Paso, Inc.?
Why, the city of El Paso may consider a new site and a smaller budget for the Mexican-American Culture Center.
Also in El Paso, Inc., two popular West Side eateries reveal plans for expansion in Far East El Paso.
Why, El Paso-based Helen of Troy is betting on the Internet of Things for growth.
And El Paso Inc. is online at ElPasoInc.com and available for home and business delivery.
Call El Paso Inc. at 534-4422 to subscribe.
Sunday on ABC 7 Extra, Chief Meteorologist Dr. Dave Spielman will host a focus on the efforts of the monsoon season. Why some have had to deal with flooding and property damage? Have the rains helped or hurt local farmers?
The program is live and interactive, and you can send in your comment or question via email, Facebook, Twitter, or just give them a call. Stephanie Onguadian normally hosts Sundays at 10:35 p.m. on ABC 7.
All right, we got Spring Fire in the Brain. Rick Kern is in here. What's going on?
You know, we were talking a little bit about the abuse that this band would inflict on these on the audience, you know, and so I want Jaime and Dennis to talk a little bit about Polly Harris and Ted Bender back in the day.
Well, I do remember Polly Harris coming in to see the show, and of course we would, she was a character in her own right, and we would of course have to point her out and poke a little fun at her. Pat Haggerty would come in also, he was also on city council at that time, we'd pick on him. Jay Arms we'd pick on, and Rudy Montoya, the artist.
Yeah.
I remember he was in the audience, and we had a little fun with him, but it was the gentleman you mentioned.
Ted
the iconic weatherman. If you grew up in El Paso, you knew this guy. I mean, he was on TV for I don't know how many years.
Yeah.
And one day we just got the inspiration to write a song, write a tribute to Ted Bender. And it's
the Ted Bender?
The one and only Ted. Of course, he's not with us anymore, but the song lives on.
Will you share some of that with us?
You really want me to?
I really want you to.
Really?
Sing it from your heart.
Ted, man. If you're listening anywhere, this is for you.
Forgive him, Ted.
I think I remember I'll do the first verse, okay? You can see him every evening on the 6 o'clock news. He stands 5'5" in his Florsheim shoes. You can hear him on the radio or see him on the telly. He's broad at the shoulders, but broader at the belly. Big Ted. Big Ted,
Big Bad Ted.
Ah. You get an idea.
Are you ready? Are you ready for some more Spring Fire? Here we go.
I'm driving in my car. I turn on the radio. I pull you in close, but you just say no,
no.
You say you don't like it. But Janelle, you a liar!
Cause when we kiss, ooh, fire.
That night.
I'm taking you home.
When I say I wanna stay, you say you wanna be alone.
Shut up!
You say you don't.
You can have your desire!
Cause when we kiss close,
you make me do fire.
Come on,
yeah.
Tell the young lady.
You gotta hold on me right from the start. Yeah. With a grip so tight I couldn't tear it apart. Yeah. I'm a nerve about jumping, acting like a fool. Yeah, your kisses they burn, but your heart stays.
You know you want it, Janelle.
Romeo and Juliet.
You're not fooling me, honey. You know you want it.
Cincinnati,
you better just snap out of it right now. You just snap out of it. What is your problem?
This is another song I think we better get out of before it gets too late, before
it
catches on fire.
At the right moment, yeah.
We heard quite a bit there.
Poor woman, Janelle, she's not recovered to this day. She's still in therapy.
She's still burning, right?
She's still burning.
She's waiting outside for you, actually.
Oh, my God.
A lot of going on there. We got some callers here who want to weigh in on this. Are you ready for some abuse of your own back pain?
Oh, of course.
All right, we got on the radio. We got Bill. Bill, got you on the radio. Good morning.
Good morning, Jackson, Melissa. Hi, Springfire.
Hey, Bill.
Hi.
Yeah, I attended El Paso High School. It's from 1971 to 1974. And I worked at the Frijol. You mentioned it. It's actually in Annapolis, as you remember. And I do remember the cotton patch. That was in the 80s, right? But I worked with Robin Quarm and Nick Quarm in lighting there, and also at the ballet there at UTEP. But Doug Adams, who's a really good friend of mine, you know, he had that little band called Wailing Wall. Him and also Mike Consolera used to talk about you guys. What bands were you in before a Springfire in the 70s?
Well, actually, we were not in any other bands. Jim Stevens was a soloist, as he mentioned earlier. He played a lot of the folk clubs around town.
You guys were in a work release program, right?
We were in a work release program, yes. So for Dennis and me, Springfire was the first and only experience on the musical stage, you know, and it's, you know, obviously, again, we mentioned it's we're still here after all these years, and we appreciate your support all these years, Bill. We hope we brought a few laughs and smiles to you, and what would you like to add to that, Dennis?
Not a thing. We no other band apparently would have us, and so we stayed in the same band for nearly 45 years.
Oh, wow. Bill, thank you for ringing up. We got to move
on. Jeff was also
let me just add that Jeff was
a soloist also for many years. He performed around the U.S. and until he joined Springfire. And you had a band also. You had a partner for a while, did you not, Jeff?
I did at one point in the early 70s. Uh-huh. We had just a duo. And we were on the road, which you can't do that anymore.
Well, now, you didn't get to this level of irreverence until you got to these people.
Oh, yeah.
It's a good word for you people. Yeah. We got some more people, I think, I heard you in the day. We talked to another. This is Patricia. Good morning, Patricia. How's it going?
Well, good morning. I just wanted to tell the group that one of my marriages was based on going to Springfire, and I'm beginning to think now it's because maybe that's why it didn't last more than 12 years.
Sure, blame it on us, Patricia.
Yeah, you fit right in with these people.
I found the reason. Yeah, we also took people in from the Makilas and all that. It was great fun for everybody. But the main thing I wanted to tell you is, out here at Concordia Cemetery, I've got about 20 young people out here working to help a young man achieve his Eagle Scout
rating. Oh, go for it.
Cool.
Go for it.
Yeah, so
they're putting
in new rock at the veterans section.
Go Eagles.
So it's a good day.
Thank you, Patricia. You take her easy.
Later. Bye-bye.
Thanks a lot. All right, got one more. This is Trish on the radio. Good morning, Trish.
Well, I had to try to stop laughing long enough to call because it's been a really wonderful show. So I'm thanking you for all the great memories of listening to Springfire. And I just wanted to let you guys know that one of the ones that we listen to pretty much all the time to this day is Driving My Wife Away.
Oh, my.
a real classic.
There you go.
I don't think we have that one. We're lucky, right?
We don't have that one. That was on our earlier recording, okay. But I do remember that. And then thank you, Trish. That's funny.
Thanks a lot, Trish. You take care.
Yeah.
We should have played that for the other lady with her many marriages.
For Patricia, yes. So that's right. She's preparing a gravesite for all of you
out there
at Concordia Cemetery.
Maybe that's it.
And one more thanks to Barbara Given Bainey. She's posted some of your videos up there on her Facebook page. All right. We've got a couple of minutes left here before we have to probably go dry off. God. And it's been a most interesting show. What are your guys' thoughts as you're here in this part of your lives and your careers? You may get back together, but what are you thinking? You made an impact on this town.
Well, I guess that's true. And of course, it makes you feel great. It makes you feel wonderful that you've brought entertainment to so many people here in El Paso. You know, we could have settled anywhere after we got off the road. We talked about going to other cities perhaps and maybe opening a club, but El Paso was our home. We wanted to come back here. We wanted to open up a club and entertain the great folks here in this city, which we have done for many, many years. And if you know, if things work out, hopefully we'll be back on stage again one of these days. Because again, we want to do it. It's just a matter of putting it all together. With Jim being in California, it makes it a little tricky to rehearse, but it can be done. And hopefully, one of these days, all of the people out here will see us again on stage.
You guys have done great. You stirred up this audience pretty good. Now, is your music available anywhere?
It's available on CD.
That's what I mean. You can still buy it?
We have thousands of copies of our CD. But yeah,
still left in your garage?
Still in my garage. But we really don't have a website or any place to contact. I guess they could do it through, you were mentioning you could do it through this Facebook page that you can.
Well, if you guys want to sell them, we'll figure it out. If you want to give them away, that's another matter.
Well, we do a little of both. We do a little of both. But
put it on my site. We'll do it on my site.
You want to pay people to take them? That's another matter.
Well, yeah, you know, that's a possibility.
Well, I need room in my garage.
Yeah. We used to say to people that when we would sell them on our breaks in the show, we'd say the CDs are $20 unless we autograph them, and then they're $15.
The value goes down.
Oh, this has been kind of crazy. Rincon de Cortez is the lunch spot today, by the way. That's at 3415 Sunbulb.
Oh,
it's it's behind the Wendy's over there.
Yeah, across from Luby's.
Not too far down the street. El Rincon de Cortez. We're just going to go there because we're hungry, and it's close. Otherwise, go to Pepe's sometime. We'll probably be out there next week. Pepe's a great place, but today we're going to Rincon. And as it goes, we got to take another break here and come back and talk about this more. Get your last will and testaments ready, okay?
All right.
I think it's about that time, don't you?
We can do this.
And Rick Kern, you have to jump into the middle of this as well.
You got it.
Call us if you think you need to. What it is?
915-544-5876 or 915-544-KTSM.
Almost two centuries ago, Lieutenant W.H. Emory, guided by the legendary Kit Carson, led his army through the Black Range Mountains. Emory Pass is named for him. And just over a century ago, this was the summer lands of the Chiricahua Warm Springs Apache. Magnificent scenery highlights the curvy drive through the Black Range and over the 8,200-foot Emory Pass. Now, we're not an army, and we're not a tribe in the traditional sense of the word. We're just a group of hogs, riding our iron horses this Sunday to a place magazines have written up as one of the greatest climbs in the country. Along the way, our trip will include great views of the Hurley Open Pit Mine and the Kneeling Nun Rock Formation. But the best view of all will be that of you and your friends riding across vistas that have been millions of years in the making. Your adventure can be as much a part of history as Kit Carson or Geronimo. Saddle up at Barnett Harley Davidson. Take a quick look at BarnettHarley.com, because your life, just like your new Harley, should always be a great ride.
Message and data rates may apply.
What I'm going to tell you in the next 60 seconds could change your life. A college degree is more than a piece of paper or entry on your resume. A degree is an all-access pass to your future and a daily reminder of what you can accomplish. If you're thinking about going back to school but can't disrupt your life, consider Arizona State University. ASU Online offers the same high-quality education, world-renowned faculty, dedicated student support, and exceptional learning resources, all 100% online. You'll earn the same respected ASU degree as on-campus students and access a global network of over 400,000 alumni. Learn why ASU is ranked top 5 nationally for producing the best qualified graduates. Text SCHOOL to 37913. ASU Online offers over 150 degrees online, from education to healthcare, engineering, and more. Learn more about ASU Online. Text SCHOOL to 37913. That's SCHOOL 237913.
If there's something you want to do before the summer's over and having some extra money can help, get your side hustle on and drive with Uber. It's a totally easy, flexible way to earn extra cash to help you meet your goals. Sign up today at uber.com/drive now.
Win your trip to our 2017 iHeartRadio Music Festival, hosted by Ryan Seacrest.
Let's get this started.
Over 20 of the greatest performers on the planet. September 22nd and 23rd at the T-Mobile Arena in Las Vegas. Listen to Win Your Trip.
Brought to you by Ulta Beauty. From makeup to fragrance, skincare to hair care, and even a full-service salon, at Ulta Beauty, you'll find all your favorite brands like Urban Decay, Tarte, NYX, and more. Ulta Beauty. All things beauty, all in one place.
Now
Now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show, brought to you by EPHistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history, Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant at 6761 Donovan Drive, Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles, and by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. And now, here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Okay, we got another special caller on the phone here. We'll take him in just a second. But we need to let people know a couple of things. One reason that we're doing so much Casas Grandes stuff and so much Pacame stuff, which is about the same thing, is that the people at the Museum of Archaeology, number one, they're promoting it and pushing it. Number two, one of those guys used to live there. So it's kind of like personal for him. And we really much appreciate the Museum of Archaeology because, frankly, I don't think you'll find another, quote, museum of archaeology kind of anywhere in the Southwest. And one reason is because we have some of the best archaeology here. And one reason for that is because of the environment. A lot of it's just maintained out in the desert. And unless you bulldoze it, it's still sitting there.
Yeah.
So don't bulldoze it.
No, I'm not.
No, whatever you do. Don't bulldoze. And what do you just got? You got another announcement?
Well, also, again, we've got pre-register today for the 20th biennial Ornada Mogollon Conference. The El Paso Museum of Archaeology will again host the Ornada Mogollon Archaeology Conference October 13th through the 14th, and this year's conference will have 27 presenters, and they're going to speak on the historical, cultural, and archaeological topics relevant to the Ornada or Mogollon region. And papers in the Casas Grandes area of Chihuahua, Mexico have also been included. So get your pre-registration in, which the deadline is the 29th, and you can contact the El Paso Museum of Archaeology for more information. And I don't have a phone number, so you know where it's at.
Just yell out in the desert.
Yell out in the desert, and they'll find you.
Okay, on the phone now, Springfire. Hey, Jim.
Hey, I'm glad to be back.
He's back.
What's on your mind?
Well, I'm impressed by the longevity and single-mindedness of, you know, the purpose of entertaining people with song and humor. And it's been a constant throughout the career.
And you were a major part of it for a long time.
Yeah, I feel very blessed that I was a part of it. I didn't every night feel I was blessed, but overall, I do.
Well, they're agreeing with that part. But what are the chances you might come play a set or two with them, or a recording, or anything in the above?
My bags are packed. I'm ready to go.
He's leaving on a song.
He's leaving on a jet plane.
I guess so.
Well, you got the guys here that know how to do this, so when you do that, let us know. We'll help you promote it. Anything else on your mind this morning? You want to sit here and listen with us for a while?
No, I appreciate the opportunity to be on the El Paso History Show. Thank you, Jackson.
Sure.
Thank you, Melissa.
You're
Thank
welcome.
You, Rick.
Thank you, Jim. And you know what? One thing we haven't talked about, border legends here in El Paso. You know, you are a border legend. You are part of a group that is so iconic, and you guys are still doing it. A lot of the groups in El Paso are still doing it. I didn't mention a lot of them today, but you know what I do with border legends. We're going to take a year off this year, but we're going to come back next year maybe. I've got to reevaluate stuff, but it's going to happen. I've still got some gas in my tank, and we're going to make it happen at least a couple more years. But we're going to take a year off this year. A lot of people have been asking me about it. But you guys are iconic. We appreciate what you've done through these years. You brought a lot of happiness and stuff to the spectators. You know, we love you guys, and thank you for being there for us and keeping it going.
We'd love to play.
All right, Jim. Thanks for ringing back. You want to put? I put you on hold. You want to keep hearing this on hold?
I'll just listen. Yeah, right. Great.
Thanks a lot. You
take care, Jeff.
All right, we stirred up some more people on the phone. And who was this one? Where'd he go? Rick just dropped off. Sorry about that. Well, okay. What are your last thoughts here? Because we're gonna have to bug out and.
Dennis had a.
You had a thought or two.
Well, on the break, Rick was asking about. The most memorable, if we had a most memorable occurrence on stage or off stage or whatever in all the years. And it brought to mind for all of us that back in the mid-70s, we had a show that we would do for kids outside of the bars we were playing in. We would go out and we went to a place in Houston for the multiple handicap, a school for the multiple handicapped. And we were doing a show, and there was a young boy in the front who was autistic and had never had a conversation, a response to anything that in his life. And all of a sudden, we were doing something, and he responded, and they rushed him out of the room. And they called us later and asked what we were doing and what song. And it turned out to be a tambourine, and he responded to a frequency in that tambourine. And this is the days, you know, early days of computers. They put the sound on a on a computer, and it was the first time they could get a yes and no response from this little boy. And it changed his life, they told us, that they could ask him, are you thirsty? And he could respond to those with a yes and no. And it was really moving for us. Wow. That that something like that could happen.
Something so simple to us, but it made such a difference in his life. Wow.
Yeah, and it was a wonderful.
Great memory.
Yeah, very great memory.
Very
yeah.
nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, obviously, your audience would like to see you guys back again, and who knows how that might work. What you might do is sneak in some old recordings and just, you know, fake it and say, oh, hey, we still sound great, right?
Well, yeah. There
but you're going to have to tell some new jokes. I mean, there's no two ways about it. You can't get away with just
Jackson,
all
we've been faking it for 40 years. Yeah. What would be different?
But think about it. You got all kinds of new material now, too. We got some great new local politicians.
Yeah, the politics would be fun. That's for sure.
Oh, yes. Especially in El Paso. Oh, aren't we having fun now?
Yes.
Well, so it goes. I got to tell you, this has been a most interesting radio show. I haven't worked this hard in quite a while.
Oh, I know. I told you these guys would be fun, didn't I?
I'm drained. We're going to go to lunch here in a few minutes and take care of that. And we are going to go down the street to the Rincon down there on Sun Bowl.
So if anybody wants to join us, you have to pay your own lunch, but join us.
Buy your own lunch. We'll just yell at you because we've learned to do that from Springfire.
Well, there you go. You need a flashlight. Bring your flashlight.
Bring your flashlight. So you'll know who you are.
Yeah. There you go.
All right. We're gonna run out of here with another song from Springfire. And shall we go ahead and do that? Say bye, guys. Rick Kern, thanks for coming in.
Thank you, guys.
Melissa, next week, as always.
As always.
Everybody, we'll see you then and there.
Everybody,
and are you ready for the last song for the day here? Here it comes. Sergio Valenzuela, hit the button, senor. See you next week.
Way out here, they got a name for wind and rain and fire. The rain is Tess, the fire's Joel, and they call the wind Mariah. Mariah blows the stars around and sends the clouds a-flying. Mariah makes the mountains sound like folks was up there dying. Mariah. Heard her wail and whining. I had a girl, she had me, and the sun was always shining. But then one day I left that girl, I left her far behind me, and now I'm lost, so doggone lost, not even God can find me. That fire only, but when you're lost and all alone, there ain't no word but lonely. And I'm a lost and lonely man without a star to guide me. Mariah, blow my love to me. I need that girl beside me. They call the wind.
you for listening to the El Paso History Show. We hope you'll join us again next Saturday morning, 10 to noon, and be sure to tell a friend about us. Brought to you by ephistory.com, the website for archive podcasts of this radio show, and DVDs about El Paso history and heritage, ephistory.com. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, making the old Griggs recipes in a new location, 6761 Donovan Drive. Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles. Call 915-581-7099. And by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. Thank you for joining us from the studios of News Radio 690 KTSM AM, El Paso.